President Trump, in an address to the nation, made a case for a border wall last night. We're talking about it this morning with Matthew Colkin, with Colkin and Colkin Immigration Law. Matthew, good morning. I know you're very close to this issue with the border. How did you watch this speech last night? What were you focused on?
Well, I think the thing that struck me the most was just how childish our leaders appear to the average American. We're talking about an issue that is principally partisan in nature. Most of the Democrats, prior to President Trump taking office, supported the measures that he is proposing right now, and clearly they are simply trying to get a political win for their base.
Yeah, was anything accomplished that you saw between one and the other, or was it pretty much the same thing that we've been hearing now for months and months and months?
Nothing was accomplished, and we're talking about a relatively small amount of money. Not that I'm a proponent of the wall, but when I hear about a wall, I think not of the people that we're keeping out, but the people that we're locking in. As a libertarian, it always I like open landscapes, not closed. But in any event, the thing that concerns me is that it's a waste of money, potentially, especially considering the fact that the numbers of individuals that are coming to the United States illegally has decreased. We could use that funding to better serve the nation by introducing guest worker legislation that would allow individuals to come to the country the right way.
How serious, in your opinion, is this crisis at the border?
Well, you don't want individuals coming to the United States in droves from countries where they're escaping unspeakable violence. That $5 billion could be used to enhance the screening procedures at the border and to have additional personnel down there to be able to review individual asylum claims to ensure that if there are individuals that are entitled to protection in the United States, that they are able to obtain it in a timely fashion.
Is there room, though, for a wall or some sort of device at the border when you start to talk about those things, enhanced screening? Because at some point, don't you have to stop people, if that's the end goal, stop people from crossing, you know, across rivers and across some of these strange terrains on the border and through actual checkpoints?
Absolutely. You do not want individuals sneaking into the United States. We are a sovereign country. We can control our borders. We don't want people going through treacherous journeys to be able to get to the United States. And that's why if we create a legal immigration system that allows people to come to the U.S. to work in industries where there are recognized labor shortages, and it's a simple process, serves the needs of the U.S. employers as well as the immigrants that want to come here and work, there will be even a smaller amount of individuals trying to come here illegally. We want people to do it the right way, and we want to know who's in this country.
Well, Matthew, how close are we to creating this legal immigration system?
I think as long as a Republican is in office, that the Democrats will block any attempt to give the Republican Party a win on immigration.
What do you see happening here? Is there going to be a deal on a wall or something at the border to end this shutdown, or are we still going to be talking about this very same issue 5 years from now?
I don't know about 5 years from now. I think that it's going to be a principal issue for the next presidential election. I don't know whether or not they're going to be able to come to a conclusion of this standoff, and it's I have friends that work for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and I feel for them. This Friday, I believe, they're going to be missing a paycheck, and that's just a terrible thought.
You, in your line of work, I mean, how often have you been dealing with uncertainty, or I should say, for how long have you been dealing with uncertainty and things like that when it comes to a border law, what might happen, and any changes that are on the horizon?
Well, we've been dealing with uncertainty for at least the last 20 years since the current law, which was signed by President Clinton, was put in place. All of the problems that we see now were architected by the Democratic Party. Although the Republicans controlled Congress at the time, there was bipartisan support for this legislation. And Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief of staff for Obama and also worked under Clinton, they architected the Get Tough on Immigrants policy because traditionally Democrats have opposed increases in legal immigration because of their ties to labor.
The president did not declare a national emergency last night. There was some thought that he might. Do you think that would help?
I don't know if it rises to the level of a national emergency, and that seems like it would be fanning the flames of discord. I would like to see both parties come together and start acting like adults again. There's obviously middle ground here that we could, that a deal could be struck, and it would serve the needs of this country for our leaders to start acting like they are leaders.
I think a lot of people are listening to what you just said and laughing. I'm not sure if it's been a long time since we've heard some of that, right?
Well, yeah, it's unfortunate that we've come to this point in our country's history, but it just seems like we're watching a kindergarten class, not not adults leading the greatest country in the history of the planet.
All right, that is Matthew Culkin. We appreciate the time, as always, of Culkin and Culkin Immigration Lawyers joining us, talking about what we heard last night and also the situation at the southern border.